There were many occasions, family members invited us to go to hospitals to do some chanting before the withdrawal of life support machines from their loved ones. I have witnessed many of them are distressed, confused, having a lot of mental agony over the decisions that doctors have recognized. It's no point of keeping the patient on life support machines and it is time to withdraw the support. Well, does withdrawing of a life support machine contradict with the first precept? Direct answer to this question is not to be found. For the simple reason, in the time of the Buddha, there were no life support machines. For that reason, we cannot find any direct answer to this question. But we can come to kind of understanding this situation. Now in modern society, this is somewhat we are facing everyday life. And we need a solution for this. We need to understand where do the Buddhists stand. Even though we did not have a life support machines in the time of the Buddha, there were some discourses that we can derive kind of understanding relevance to this particular matter. One of the discourse found in Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha says, monks, there are three types of patients found existing in the world. It is possible in one case, the patient will not be recovered whether he is given proper medicine, proper food, or proper treatment, that patient will not recover. He will pass away. There can be another occasion where a patient will be recovered only if that patient is given proper medicine, proper food, and proper treatment. And there can be third case where a patient will recover regardless of whether he receives medicine, food, or any treatment. So he said these three types of patients are found existing regardless of their conditions, all three must be taken care of well. All three must be given medical treatment. So to this discourse we can come to understand the general philosophy regarding the patients that Buddhists encourage to take care of the life to the maximum level, regardless whether the patient is going to die or otherwise, it is to be taken care with love, with compassion, and regardless whether the patient is going to die or otherwise. Now, there are conditions that sometimes seems like we do not have other choice, that we had to withdraw the life support machines from the patients. There can be economic conditions, there can be limitation of medical resources, And there can be many other complications, like even after recovery or sustain of this patient's the quality of life. There are moral, ethical, religious and legal implications. What should we do in the case of a brain dead? Do we still have to maintain this patient through life support machines? So these are some of the complicated issues that we face in modern society. So we need to have some kind of understanding in order to tackle these issues in our day-to-day life. To address the issue directly, does withdrawing life support machine conflict or contradict with first precept, which is killing? So let's understand what is killing in Buddhist teaching, violating of the first precept. There are five necessary conditions to complete killing. Number one, there must be a living being. Number two, your awareness that it is a living organism. Number three, intention of killing. Number four, an appropriate action, a method, how you are going to kill. Number five, as a result of that action, the actual death must occur. So when these five conditions are met, that is breaking of the first precepts. Now let's see whether we meet these five conditions in the case of withdrawing of the life support machine. In the case of brain dead, doctors medically recognize that it is the death of the patient. But of course there are arguments from different, looking at it in a, from a different point of view, but medically speaking, they recognize it is death. Now, taking a condition that a patient is supported by life support machines and doctors recognize there is no any other solution, this patient cannot be recovered. Shall we continue keep on this patient supported by life support machines? What about the agony, stress, tension and miseries experienced by the family members? What about the economic conditions? It's very costly. What about the other implications, as I mentioned earlier? So we need to take a solution for this. So what is the solution that we can take? And to ask the direct question again, is withdrawing a life support machine, is it almost like killing? There are two types of euthanasias. One is called active euthanasia, in the, according to the way of looking at the active euthanasia, we recognize it as killing, because in active euthanasia it is purposefully killing a human being. But passive euthanasia, which is like withdrawing life support machines, we cannot directly recognize it as a killing, but it is a little bit more complicated than we assume. Suppose there is a patient supported by this machine, and we know that patient is a living being. We know that the person is living. But the third one, do you have the intention of killing? And this is where it can be different. This is where it can be different from the first precept. First precept, to be completed, you must have intention of killing. But when you withdraw the life support machine, do you have intention of killing? If you have intention of killing, of course it is killing. We need to be extremely careful. You are withdrawing life support machine, it is because there is no any other solution for this condition. The doctors have decided that this patient cannot be recovered, no point of supported by the life support machines. And if it is the case, and then of course we cannot recognize it as killing here. But remember, whether it become a violating of the first precept or not will be decided by your own intention. If at that moment your decision to withdraw the life support machine is motivated by your greed or hidden greed in your mind to possess the wealth of this person who is going to be withdrawn the life support machine, of course you might be involved in an unwholesome action, because your mind may not be so pure anymore. Because behind your mind of withdrawing the life support machine, there can be mixed feeling. Okay, once after he is dead and gone, I can possess his property, wealth, and this and that. If it is so, we have to be careful. In doctor's case again, doctors may have some patients who are waiting to be, you know, organ transplantation. So the doctors may be looking for the opportunities for such kind of occasions. Even a doctor might have such kind of thinking, that kind of thinking at the moment of withdrawing the life support machines, and his intention is motivated by that, it can be defined as a bad karma. So here intention is the one that decide whether it is violating of the first precept or not. Outside people cannot decide it, and you yourself. Now, for the Buddhist monks, we have a very serious major precept, which is killing a human being is considered as a defeat for a monk who received a higher ordination. And the precept is so refined, and it goes to the extent that a monk who is invited to the hospital, or a monk who is beside a person who is dying, and if that monk were to think, "Ayo, this human being is suffering so much, it is better you die." If you think in that way while you are doing chanting or whatever, giving talk, and that itself is violating of precept. So sometimes people come to us and say, "Venerable, my father is so sick at the hospital. Can you please come and do some chanting so he go peacefully?" So means do chanting for him to pass away peacefully. So of course we are not going to explain to them this implication. We never do the chanting for your information, wishing anyone to die. So even in the hospitals, even we know the patient is going to die, we still wish the patient to recover. So we do this chanting or whatever out of goodwill and with a lot of metta. So Buddhist monks are not supposed to have such kind of thinking. Itself is violating the precept of a monk. So here this is the same solution to this question. At the moment of withdrawing life support machine, and if your decision is motivated by greed of such kind of thinking, and of course it can be considered as violating of the first precept. But if your decision is motivated by the thinking that doctors have tried their best, and we family members, we have tried our best, and there's no any more solution to this situation, so only thing that we had to do is taking out the life support machine, and then we don't recognize it as violating of the first precept. There are two terms to be recognized. One term is killing. Under this condition, I recognize another term, which is letting go of life. And there were occasions, even in religious sense, we can see that passive euthanasia is practiced in certain religions too, especially in Jainism. And some of the Jaina monks, they actually exercise passive euthanasia, and what do? They totally stop taking foods and drinks and let themselves die, kind of things. So even some religious, even certain religions, it is carried out. But of course, in Buddhism, we do not recognize and we do not encourage any. But there can be this kind of cases which is labeled under passive euthanasia, and withdrawing the life support machines, we do not recognize it as breaking of the first precept. But as I said, and it can be violating of the first precept if you have the intention of killing at the moment of withdrawing the life support machine. Now, to make things easy for our loved ones and for the doctors moving forward, what can we do? I think it will be good if you can opt out. If you can opt out to, what is it called, in the case of brain dead, what our loved ones should do. Or do we want to be supported by life support machines? Or do we prefer hospice in such kind of case without putting you into life support machines, but another option, perhaps maybe we can consider hospice. The concept of hospice comes those people who are terminally ill and cannot be cured, and they are treated well to relieve their pain, and they are facing natural death. It's not euthanasia again, because they are treated. Am I right, doctor? There's a doctor here. Is correct? So anyway, I cannot tell lies, okay? One of the doctors is here, in case he can. Okay. So I think hospice is another option in such kind of cases. I think the best solution, we decide ourselves. Then once we decide ourselves, and our loved ones will not feel miserable of any such kind of decisions that they had to take out the life support machines. Doctors also might have a clear way and what they should do. So this is an important question, and this is somewhat that we are facing in countries like Singapore, and in day-to-day affairs we come across this kind of incidents very often. So I think it's a good idea that we decide for ourselves, and then we can relieve our loved ones from such unnecessary suffering. Anyway, as I said, direct answer to the question is not found in any suttas or any discourses or even in commentary, for the simple reason we did not have such kind of situation. But we can analyze and we can come to kind of conclusion that withdrawing life support machine can be violating of the first precept if your intention of killing is involved. And if not, if it is letting go of life, we cannot consider it is as violating of the first precept.